Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Championship Sunday. All starts when you have that nighttime event. You bring everybody around the gymnasium and you kind of introduce the team. The sad part about tonight, and there is some bit of sadness in that it is over for the women's game. And I don't know if there's been a more glorified season, if there's been more buzz. The numbers tell me that it hasn't been. But the finality of it, and Donald, I'll ask you this. Before we get to coach, are you a little surprised at the time of today's game?
Yeah, I am. It's funny you bring that up. I was looking at that before we got started with the show this morning. Yeah, I was surprised that it was a 3 o'clock start, which is, I mean, I guess maybe middle of the day you're trying to get eyeballs, but I thought it would be more of a primetime evening kind of game.
Yeah, middle of the day for some.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
The west side, yeah. The beach side, you know, it's like, I know I've heard conflicting reports, not certain whether or not it matters, but I'm sure it has something to do with network television. But if this you have this kind of draw, what else could rival it? But again, well, that's why we bring on the coach. So, coach, the first thing we're going to do is throw you a curveball. And I know you don't care if they play at midnight or 6 a.m. in the morning, but are you, because I know, coach, you're going to say it don't matter. Just throw the ball up. But were you looking, is this different? 3:30?
Yeah, it is different because this has primetime written all over it. And you look at what we just witnessed, especially on Friday evening, which I think was a basketball fans' dream on a Friday, back-to-back games. And so yeah. I'm thinking that today, man, I mean, this has 7:30, 8 o'clock written all over it, or at least 6 o'clock. But as you say, Doc, they could play it at 2 in the morning. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's appointment. I mean, it's called appointment. And I wanted to ask you this. We talked to G from the shop was just with us. And when I talk about people that they nothing fake about them when it comes to hoops, this is like a religion. This is something that is, I mean, you guys, it's from the womb. And the bigs are back. I mean, Cardoso, let me tell you something, Cardoso. And I'm looking at 6'7", and I go, I don't remember, I mean, knowing a woman 6'7", or knowing somebody in my circle, or being out, are we taking this for granted? This is amazing. Agile, hostile, talented, all the way across the board. Then Edie, Linnell was knocked out at NC State. But seeing bigs, and again, UConn, he just boy 7 feet tall, and I didn't even consider him like that. He's athletic, he's wiry, but he's vicious. And I'm going, are you delighted to see this?
Well, Doc, you know I am. You know I am, because I talked about that, what, months ago. And remember, I was consistent for entertainment purposes only, two schools, you heard me say, for the men, UConn and Purdue, because of the bigs. And this is the first time that I can remember, we can go all the way back, when Ewing versus the Dream, where you had the two finalists with dominant big men.
Yeah.
And I love it. Look, I haven't coached in years, but if I were to come back to coach, which I'm not, but for the sake of this conversation, I would still be so stubborn enough to play old school basketball, meaning that inside out, inside first. And when you get that horse inside, especially a guy like Edie, who not only has the limb, but he has good footwork. You know, the drop steps. Yes, and he's got touch.
He got touch.
And so I love it. I love it.
Did you know he was this nasty? I like his demeanor.
Yes.
The dude comes in there with a pit bull mindset.
That's right. Yeah. And look, Coach Thompson used to always tell a story when he was in high school, and he had one of the greatest point guards to ever play high school ball in D.C. named George Lefferts.
He loved Lefferts, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, George. Great man, great player. And George would always tell Coach, hey, big fella, it's your world. They just living in it, okay? And so I'm sure that's what the Purdue players are telling Edie, and the same thing for UConn. I love it. I think it's going to be a tremendous matchup. Man, I can hardly wait. And as I said, to me, I'm a purist. I like the inside game. And I would challenge my opponent. Hey, I bet you I can hit more easy twos than you can hit threes. As I used to tell my players, hey, guys, fast nickels always beat slow dimes.
Yeah, I in watching Alabama, I mean, I effortlessly.
Oh, wow.
Beyond the stripe. I mean, they were like, you want to do this? Let's do this. We can do this all day. And I was entertained by seeing the men, seeing UConn challenged. The thing I was concerned about was that when you win by such margins that they've won by, you feel like, I'm sure you do as a coach, that you're ready, but do you really believe it until you see it before your eyes? They got pushed first half.
Oh, yeah. They got pushed first half.
They got pushed.
And I always talk about South Carolina on the women's side. You know, it's good to be pushed. It's good to be pushed because you want to win different ways. Certainly, you want to have your blowouts, but you also want to have those close, narrow victories, and even better, the come-from-behind victory. Because then you are experienced in just about any situation, and you feel, as I've said a number of occasions, winning is contagious. And you feel like, regardless of what the score is, or what kind of run the opposition is making against you, that you're never out of it. You're never, ever out of it. And you look at that game yesterday, I think it was a difference in experience and the system, where Alabama played the up-tempo game. They've got the talent to do it. But on the other hand, UConn did not turn the ball over, did they?
Good point. Yeah, they stayed within their framework, which is what they usually do. Coach Rich McAdams. Here on overtime. But isn't that the key? And I think coaches seldom want to admit it, but you kind of like to see your team tested and then see them survive the test so they grow, because you can't make that up in practice. In other words, there's no way to illustrate or diagram or put your boys or girls in that position to know how they would react until it's there. And now you're in sudden elimination. And that's what makes this so dynamic.
Well, but you can, though, Doc, to a certain extent. All right, nothing is comparable to real-time, real-game pressure. But the good teams work on a regular basis, situations where you may put 10 seconds on the clock and the goal team is down by 2 and they're on defense, or vice versa. And
no, I get that. Mm-hmm. But you're not in the State Farm Stadium,
no.
A football stadium.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying.
A football stadium with, and here's the other part, an elevated floor.
Oh, out of perception. Now, that used to be a thing I'd ask Coach about, having been to several of these Final Fours in football stadiums. I don't think it's mentioned as often as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because guys get the frequency. I don't know what changed, but the depth perception, to me, it was weird just being in the audience looking at a basketball floor that looked like a quarter put on a dinner table. It's just weird, but I don't think that's an issue. These shooters now, and the game, as a coach, this shooting, man, this arc, Caitlin, and what is going on right now? The draw, they win, and she's outstanding, but what makes this such a phenomenon?
Well, but it's, if you look at it, the great shooters are rare, okay? Because when you watch teams, even the NBA teams, and I look at the stats and what percentage were they shooting from three-point range, it's not all that great. But you will always have great shooters. Now, what constitutes a great shooter? Number one, I think you have to have God-given great hand-eye coordination. That's the first thing. Secondly, you have to have very good technique. So with the technique, you are consistent with your release. And then the other thing, Doc, you got to have the confidence, because you can have hand-eye coordination, you can have good technique, but if you don't have the confidence, and great shooters believe every time they release the ball, it's going in. And when it doesn't go in, a good shooter should either miss short or long, but never right or left. And then you make the adjustment on the next shot. And then, of course, obviously, repetition. You got to get in the gym on a daily basis, put up 500, 600, 800 shots or more every day. And I don't think you can find a quote-unquote great shooter that shots up on a regular basis. Muscle memory and repetition.
Mm-hmm. On that one, muscle memory, wants you to stay with us. Let's go to a break. We're holding over to Coach Butch McAdams. We come back. Here's question number one, Don Staley. The pressure of being undefeated and being the best team in the country, and you may not get credit for it, if you don't pull this one off, we'll pose that to the coach right here on Overtime when we return.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Caitlin wins a championship. She's pretty damn good. Like, yeah, she's in coke. I mean, she's pretty damn good regardless, but you know, winning the championship would seal the deal. I hope to the dear Lord she doesn't.
Don Staley, head coach of those undefeated Gamecocks, and coach Butch McAdams, love her candor. It's not like she hadn't been there three times in the final. I mean, she's a baller, has been... it's probably as close to being in Caitlin's shoes as anyone. And there have been a lot of superstars. What, to me, as again, as an outsider looking in, it's the range. It's that Steph zone that she's entered that has made her unique. Because, I mean, she passes well. She does all those things well. But is it the range and the depth that has created this swell, this tsunami?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She's got tremendous range, and she's tough to defend because if you put a smaller player on her and say, well, that smaller player will be quick enough to deny her the ball or to force her to go at an uncomfortable spot. But then she'll shoot over that smaller player. You put a bigger player, she may go by that bigger player. So she's a tough matchup. She's got the range. I mean, hey, we used to say there's certain players, you got to pick them up coming off the bus. You got to pick her up coming out of the hotel room, because that's how great her range is. And then going back to what I stated on the other side, the confidence that she feels every time that she releases the ball, it's going in. And I just think, you know, she's a phenomenal player. But have we seen anything like it? Yeah, we've seen it at the collegiate level. Hey, you and I are old enough to remember Pistol Pete Maravich. Very similar.
Yeah.
Very
I bring
similar.
Him up a lot, and most people look at me because they don't, I mean, their age denies it. That's the most exciting, charismatic, just dude, pants on fire, scorer, freakish handle, shot selection, no 3-point line, but he right. would have done it. I just felt like I just felt like there was nothing Pistol didn't do or couldn't do.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And again, Doc, I go back to it. He had that light. He had that green light. Well, no, his light was larger than green. He had one of those one of those neon lights because his father was the coach. And yeah. And so, I mean, he shot it. He shot it whenever he got the ball, and rightfully so. But that's who she reminds me of. But with that great range, good handle, just a tough defender. And the other night, which impressed me, we saw her ability to pass the ball.
Oh, again. No, again.
Yes.
She's been putting that on display.
Yes. And I love that. I think that's one of the prettiest plays in basketball, being an accurate passer. Okay. And there's a difference between passing the ball, Doc, and getting rid of the ball. Okay. There's a big difference. Some people just release it from their hands because it's nothing they do with it and they want to get rid of it. Where a basketball player passes it because he or she sees an opponent that is open and has a better shot. And sometimes you used to hear the good teams when they're swinging the ball around, you hear them say, one more, meaning one more pass.
Yeah, and that's where Irvin and Magic and Irvin Magic Johnson and King James and people have separated themselves despite the position or their size, based on accuracy and delivery of these passes. Mm-hmm. Where they're just threading, where they say getting it through a keyhole is what the old folks used to say. It's what is there something that we haven't thought of about this afternoon's game for Don Staley? I just think it's the quietest undefeated team that I can recall. Because when Pat Summitt was doing her thing, God rest her soul, a beast. And Gino was doing his things. And, you know, there have been some runners. It was loud. You could hear it. This? I mean, not only Iowa, but Iowa in particular. I think Don has that little silent incentive. They beat us, they knocked us out, and now it's our revenge, but yet you're undefeated. That's what makes this look weird.
Well, you know, one of the all-time great sports analogies and expressions that I love, the sum of the whole is greater than its parts. You recall hearing that? The sum of the whole is greater than its part.
A lot.
And what that means for some folks who've never heard it, in that you may not have that individual star, but together as a unit, you're tough to beat. And I love South Carolina's depth. Oh, they have deep depth.
Nine deep.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, as Earl Weaver, the great manager of the O's years ago, would say, we got deep depth. And they can pound that ball inside the paint. And then when you kind of sag down in the paint, it opens it up for the three-pointer. They can beat you so many ways. And they can play so many ways. That's, from my perspective, what makes them so outstanding, that they can beat you so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Donald, we're not going to ask you to share publicly where you put your money at, but are you good? Have you gotten enough? Has Coach helped you make a decision? Has he narrowed that decision for you?
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah, I appreciate the knowledge from Coach and spreading it upon us who are not as knowledgeable. So thank you very much.
Well, it's going to be the tip, Coach. I know where you'll be, and enjoy
right.
it.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, I will not be in a crowd. I can promise you that.
No.
I always laugh. People, hey, man, we're getting together. I said, y'all stay together then. Because
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you getting together, then stay together. Because, dude, this is like surgery for me. This is isolation. This is like, I don't even want the lights cut on. I want to totally watch every stinking minute, second, hour of this game, and I cannot wait. Hey, Coach, man, you're the best. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the ball game.
My pleasure. Can't wait for the next time to do the recap, Doc.
Oh,
thanks.
Absolutely, man. Tell you what, man, how lucky are we? Andre Jones, the coach, and it's just going to keep getting better and better and better. Can't wait to get Dee Hopkins on. She's a beast. We'll be right back here on Overtime on a Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Championship Sunday. Oh, man. King Kong versus Godzilla. Bigs in the game. Sharpshooters. GOAT titles on the line. What is most intriguing to you? I think there's, you don't have to pour any kerosene on this one. This is what it's all about. The question of the day is, do you have to be a champion in order to be considered the GOAT? We've been through runs. Dr. Sabah and I have been on social, and she brings up Pat Summitt, which I agree with. We've had levels where there have been runs, outstanding runs, altering of the game, rule changes, development of the athlete obviously has changed everything and a lot of things in that. Doesn't distract from what we saw. And it'll be different 10 years from now. I don't have any idea what more modifications could be in the pipeline, but I never thought three ball would be in. I didn't see that one. But as you look at international play and how the game of basketball has been affected, I think, in a positive way, and more has a global feel than any other sport, without question, is evident in the NBA, which is being run now by the world players as opposed to just Americans or, you know, that blacktop game thing, that's a thing of the past. I mean, this game has exploded right now. And you don't have to have hops to be a difference maker before. It's not even about that, the way I see it. This is about the art of shooting. You got to be able to score. And then again, when the playoffs come around, defense. And like this afternoon, defense. Tomorrow night, when the big boys go, defense. I'm excited. We've had Donald very little even mentioned on the men's game Monday night. But, dude, I'm looking forward to seeing the bigs rumble. And we thought we'd see a little bit of that, and we did a little bit. But NC State, that was valid for a half. but the half don't cut the game. And I still thought that, you know, they were spunky. They had a lot they brought to the table. Were you disappointed at all in NC State, or did you just expect that to be the outcome?
I pretty much expected that to be the outcome. I think they, you know, fought hard and, you know, definitely put on a show and had a great run, but I pretty much expected Purdue and to take over and Zach Edey to be as dominant as he was. So it was pretty much the outcome that I was expecting, unfortunately, for them.
Yeah, you know, I thought Nell, he's fun to watch. What's so funny?
I love how you refer to him as Linnell.
Well, don't you? When you look at him, what do you think?
I think that now that you brought it up to me.
He's got hands. He's got touch. He's a hell of an athlete. But in the end, his lack of conditioning wasn't cute. See, I didn't find it funny. It was funny to me if you can do it and win. I wasn't laughing when they need you and you can't even breathe. And that's a me thing to me. See, I'll accept a lot if it works. If you make it work, I ain't gonna say much. But the moment it doesn't work, now I'm not laughing. See, because it was, to me, a lack of conditioning that you put your team in a tough situation because you can't breathe. And I'm referring to DJ Burns Jr., not Linnell Willingham. But I don't know if you follow me on this, but that's a me thing issue. He put himself in that position. Is he talented? Yes. Can he pass? Yes. He's a lot of things. But what would he be if he decided to actually get in shape? Or are you going to tell me, no, he just big boned it. No, that's just how he is. Well, okay, well, you can say that. You can say that if you want to. I'm not buying it. You hear coach say about taking 100, 200, 300 shots to put up? As good as DJ Burns Jr. is, he still was holding talent hostage. Unless you got a genetic problem or a medical issue that I don't know about, Slim, you got to back off the cheeseburgers and run some gases or do whatever it takes. Because Edey is 7'4", whatever. I don't know if he came out of the game. And he's 7'4", three bills. And DJ Burns can defend. You heard the big fella from Purdue after the game. He earned his respect. He also was probably very happy that DJ Burns was on the bench with an oxygen mask on. It is not because he has asthma. To me, it's a lack of discipline. You're either going to be committed or not. Yeah, well, look what he did up to that point. Well, yeah, but what when it mattered most, you can't help me if you're on the bench. Because the cheeseburger had more interest to you than you hitting some gassers. Well, okay. That's my opinion. That's why I'm doing what I do. I have an opinion. And when I look at these big fellas, and we got two of them, we're still left with two. That's my opinion. Because when I'm looking at the bigs, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, man, we got some, they're getting up and down. I was impressed with the stamina. I was impressed with the way these big fellas were able to stay on the floor, not foul out. But when I'm going to make it a regular part of my game plan that I can't play you with X amount of minutes because you won't stop eating? Oh, hell no. I'm not I'm not going to brush over this and act like it's cute. It's cute when it works. If you can win with it and you put up your numbers, dude, okay, good. I'll go with it too. But then the don't cry wolf when you're behind is home and you get run off the floor and your team can't compete. Because you had a squad. You had a squad. But you got thin and you're going to go against bigs. And that's what happens. Where you stand on it, Donald? That's just how I see it.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much, which is what I was saying earlier, is pretty much what I expected. I didn't think, I mean, DJ Burns, great player, has been a great story for the whole tournament, but I just thought he was going to be overmatched against Edie in conditioning, as you pretty much said, spot on. And, I mean, even just off of size, I mean, Zach Edie is, what, 7'3", 7'4", whatever, and DJ Burns, I think, on a good day is 6'10", so I mean, there's already that.
Yeah.
And you could see it on the court, the height discrepancy when they both were out there. So, I mean, I just think.
Charles Barkley have a height discrepancy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And damn near out-rebounded everybody he went against because Chuck was in shape then.
Exactly, yep. Yep, so
see,
yeah.
I just think that, you know, we found it, and I'm just speaking for myself. It was cute as long as you're winning. Then, okay, all right. But the whole time I was thinking, oh, my God, what would this dude be like if he actually cared enough to sacrifice and get himself in the best shape of his life? And I kept wondering, why could this team lose as many games as it did early on? Well, it was clear. It's a lack of discipline. They weren't focused. Now, once they got focused, and the light came on. Oh, man, now they're ready. But guess what? It's too late. So what is the teaching point? Is that don't take anything for granted. You're a Division I athlete. You got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You've been blessed with immense talent. And you won't do what it takes. Now, maybe you're saying, hey, man, you don't know the dude. He was in the best shape of his life. Well, then, okay, then I rest my day. Okay, my bad. I back off. But for me to think it and not say it, nah, I ain't built that way. I'm going to tell you what I think because I go, well, why aren't you thinking the same way I'm thinking? If you're an NC State fan, were you happy that your most talented player can't play because he's not in shape? Not because he's injured. Because he decided the cheeseburger meant more to him than running dashers. And that's okay? Yeah, it's okay as long as you're winning. You're the toast of the party. It's cute. I don't find it cute at all. Now that you're out of it. I just don't see it. But we'll find out. And let's see what happens at the next level. If he gets that shot, because the boy got talent. His passing ability, oh my goodness. That's what really irritated me, is that he's holding talent hostage. He's got skill set. Post up, baby hook, floater. The dude has an arsenal that is out. It's insane. It's insane. But now I won't get to see it again. And that's what I see. You know, and that's what I say. That's not the only thing that has griped me. But on Championship Sunday, I said, you know what? I'm going to leave the gripes alone. Because if you think this Bronny deal is not really teed me off, then just wait till next week. Because I'm going to leave it alone because it's Championship Sunday. And there's nothing about it I can change. But boy. Do I have something for that? I cannot believe it. I just cannot believe it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Donald, let's take a break. And we come back. We'll see. Obviously, hit a nerve. Some of y'all a little bit uncomfortable. I'm sorry. But if I don't say it, who will? Damn near nobody. Back in a moment. We'll be right back.
Yeah, he's a great player. DJ, like all respect to him. I'm not gonna talk bad about him. You see what type of run he's made. You see, like you can't fluke your way to 9 wins in a row. Like they're a good team. He's a good player, and like he's a big reason why they went on that run. All respect to him.
Zach Edey, caveman, Purdue Boilermakers. You know, it wasn't that long ago, about a year, when we were talking about upset, bracket busters, as they'd gone down, man, and having to live with that. And got to be proud of him. I am, in his stamina. I might be wrong on this. I don't remember him being out of the game. I just think this dude, his demeanor, I love his state of mind. Straight warrior. Have you ever seen him smile during the game?
Actually, no, I don't think so, really.
No, I'm just saying. The dude is straight thug mentality. I love it because he's a target. You're not going to punk him whatsoever. But he had respect. How can you not respect DJ? I mean, he's talented. He's gifted. I mean, when I look at Zion Williamson, I felt the same way about him. It seems like he's trying to turn the corner. But I have no excuse for him with his skill set, his talent. But, I mean, he's got a – he can't control what he is eating. And now it seems like he's gotten that a little bit under control or better. And the results are staggering. It's nothing to – I'm not being funny, trying to be funny. I'm just telling you, he's that good. Burns is – wow. I mean, I was really impressed with this guy's ability. I mean, I'll joke and call him Nell, but no, he's a player. Player all day. But when you have to come out of a game and they build a game plan, they built a plan around you resting? Are you kidding me? Unless you have it's genetic or there's something I don't know. And if it is, I'll be the first to apologize. And I'll say, okay, we'll scratch that segment. But if not, and if it's just your inability to discipline yourself, hey, Slim, you ain't the only cat that's felt like he would like to be 15 to 10 pounds lighter, but not willing to get out there and grind and do what it takes. So everybody's involved in this, coaches, everybody, school, because maybe had you been a little better at your jobs, you'd still be playing. Because there's no way in the world anybody can convince me that he's not good enough for them to still be playing. He was capable of doing it, but they didn't get it done. Can't help you. You can't help me sitting over there with the coach. Now, I ain't buying that. And then people playing it off like it's okay. Really? I don't buy that. Unless, again, there's something that I don't know, that there's a medical reasoning for that. And Donald, you would know. You'd have heard something. I haven't heard it. Have you?
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't heard or seen anything. I've been floating around Twitter and stuff. I haven't seen anything that alludes to anything different. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so let's not glorify laziness or glorify a dude who was not going to make a commitment to be a real warrior and then parade it by, because he got charisma. He got everything, but wasn't willing to make that commitment for himself. And now it gets down to this point where you can't come back and say, well, my bad. Too late. Too late. I'm not the first person. Maybe I'm the only person. I doubt it. But tough love's real love. Yeah, it's real love. Because, I mean, I'm angry at the fact that he deprived me of watching him even play more. Because compared to him, Edie's boring. Because all Edie's going to do is just play great basketball. And I like him a lot. I mean, I ain't mad at him. But I'd be lying if I told you I'm not going to miss Burns. I mean, I was really, that was like Caitlin to me. He had that thing that attracted me to the game, like watching Caitlin. I want to see her not only with the shot, but with her passing. And she did make a better effort on the getting away from her defenders and showing a lot more athleticism. But, you know, everybody's in there to learn, and we can go from that. Let's go to break again, Brother D. And 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can hit me up on X at Rick Doc Walker. But be careful. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.